This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Minolet. Active ingredient, S. gestatine anethin illustradiol. This leaflet provides important information about using Minolet. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Minolet. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Minolet? Minolet contains two active ingredients, gestatine anethin illustradiol, which are similar to the hormones that your body normally produces. Minolet is an oral contraceptive, commonly known as a birth control pill, or the pill. Minolet is used to prevent you from becoming pregnant in several ways, if taken correctly. It inhibits the egg release by stopping it maturing. It changes the cervical mucus consistency, making it difficult for the sperm to reach the egg. It changes the lining of the uterus, making it less suitable for implantation. Your doctor may have prescribed Minolet for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Minolet has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use Minolet? Warnings. Do not take Minolet if 1. You are allergic to gestadine, or ethin illustradiol, or any other similar medicines, such as other oral contraceptives, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. 2. You have, or have had, a blood clot in the legs, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, lungs, pulmonary embolism, PE, heart, heart attack, brain, stroke, other parts of the body. 3. You are at increased risk of a blood clot in the legs, DVT, or lungs, PE due to any of the following: a family history of blood clots, DVT, or PE, or you have been advised that you have an increased risk of blood clots, prolonged immobilization, major surgery, any surgery to the legs or pelvis, neurosurgery, or major trauma, biochemical factors such as activated protein C resistance, including factor V leiden, antithrombin 3 deficiency, protein C deficiency, protein S deficiency, cancer, systemic lupus erythematosus, hemolytic uremic syndrome, chronic inflammatory bowel disease, e.g. Crohn's disease, or ulcerative colitis, sickle cell disease, obesity, age above 35 years, high cholesterol, smoking, particularly if you are a heavy smoker, 15 or more cigarettes per day, and aged over 35 years. 4. You have, or have had, blood clots in the arteries, known as arterial thromboembolism. 8. Examples of these include stroke, angina, transient ischemic attack, or mini-stroke. 5. You are at increased risk of arterial thromboembolism. 8. Including a family history of 8, or you have been advised that you have an increased risk of 8. Multiple risk factors for 8, or a serious risk factor for 8 that include uncontrolled high blood pressure, diabetes with blood vessel damage, severe lipid, fatty materials disease, such as cholesterol, or triglyceride issues, history of migraine, accompanied by blurred vision, difficulty in speaking, muscle weakness, or increased sensitivity to light, sound, or noise, biochemical factors, such as hyperhomocysteinemia and antiphospholipid antibodies, e.g. anticardiolipin antibodies and lupus anticoagulant. 6. You have any of the following conditions: disease in any blood vessel, S. inflammation of the pancreas, which is associated with very high blood levels of triglycerides, fatty substances, breast cancer, or cancer of the lining of the womb, cervix, or vagina, or you think you have these conditions, unexplained vaginal bleeding, liver tumor, or liver disease, yellowing of the whites of the eyes, or of the skin, jaundice during pregnancy, or during previous use of an oral contraceptive, severe skin itchiness during pregnancy, a history of herpes in pregnancy, known as herpes gestationis, a history of a hearing problem known as otosclerosis, which is worse during pregnancy. 7. You are pregnant, or you think you are pregnant. Pregnancy must be excluded before you start taking Minolet. 8. You are under 18 years of age, or a postmenopausal. 9. You are taking antiviral hepatitis C virus, HCV medicinal products such as those containing lenacapavir, pibrentasvir, ombitasvir, paritaprevir, ritonavir, and acibuvir with or without ribavirin. If you are not sure about your anti-HCV medication, tell your doctor. Check with your doctor if you take any medicines for any other condition, have any other medical conditions, or health problems, such as heart disease including heart valve disorders, or certain heart rhythm disorders, high blood pressure, a history of high blood pressure, or high blood pressure during pregnancy, high cholesterol, hepatitis C, diabetes, migraine, or other headaches, hyperhomocysteinemia, breast lumps, abnormal breast x-ray, or mammogram, epilepsy, depression, gallbladder disease, fluid retention, or kidney disease, asthma, fibroids, hereditary angioedema. If you have any of these conditions, you should have regular checkups with your doctor to make sure that taking Minolet is not making the conditions worse. If you are not certain whether any of the above may apply to you, check with your doctor. Are over 35 years of age, or are overweight, are intolerant to some sugars, or your doctor has told you so, speak to your doctor before taking it. Minolet contains lactose. Are allergic to any foods, dyes, preservatives, or any other medicines. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Minolet is not recommended during pregnancy. Pregnancy must be excluded before you start taking Minolet. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Minolet is not recommended while you are breastfeeding. Small amounts of oral contraceptives have been found in breast milk. It is not known what effect this may have on the baby. A decrease in milk supply may also occur. Children, do not give this medicine to a child under 18 years. Blood clots. You must tell your doctor if you or anyone in your immediate family has or has had blood clots in the legs or lungs. Blood clots are a rare occurrence when taking an oral contraceptive. The risk of a blood clot is highest during the first year of taking an oral contraceptive for the first time, or if you are restarting the pill after a break of 4 weeks or more. The risk of having a blood clot is higher in oral contraceptive users than in non-users, but is not as high as during pregnancy. Tell your doctor if you have, or have had, any of the following conditions as these are risk factors for developing blood clots. Cancer. Systemic lupus erythematosus, SLE, a type of inflammatory disease caused when the immune system attacks its own tissues. Hemolytic uremic syndrome, HUS, a disorder of blood coagulation causing failure of the kidneys. Crohn's disease, or ulcerative colitis, chronic inflammatory bowel disease. Sickle cell disease. Smoking, particularly if you are a heavy smoker, 15 or more cigarettes per day, and are aged over 35 years. Have had any recent surgery or trauma. Recently had a baby. Lost a baby in the second trimester. Are pregnant. Had major surgery and have been confined to bed for long periods of time. Also tell your doctor if you are planning a long-haul plane flight, greater than 4 hours. Stroke. You must tell your doctor if you or anyone in your immediate family has or has had a stroke or heart attack. Taking oral contraceptives is linked with an increased risk of having a heart attack, angina, stroke, or a mini stroke. Medical checkups. Before you start to take Minolet, you must have a thorough medical checkup, including a pap smear, breast check, blood pressure check, and urine test. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Minolet and affect how it or the other medicine works. Some medicines may increase the levels of Minolet in your blood, which may lead to unwanted side effects. These medicines include atorvastatin, used to treat high cholesterol. Indinavir, for the treatment of HIV infection. Antifungal agents such as itraconazole and fluconazole. Paracetamol. Ascorbic acid, vitamin C. Medicines that may reduce the effect of Minolet include rifampicin and rifapyrin for the treatment of infections, including tuberculosis. Antibiotics such as ampicillin, other penicillins, and tetracyclines. antifungal agents such as griseafulvin, barbiturates, phenobarbitone, medicines for epilepsy, such as phenytoin, primidone, carbamazepine antipyramid, ritonavir for the treatment of HIV infection, modafinil, used to treat excessive daytime sleepiness, St. John's wort, an ingredient in many medicines you can buy without a prescription from a pharmacy, health food shop, or supermarket, corticosteroids, such as dexamethasone. While you are taking any of these medicines, and for the next 7 days after stopping them, you must also use an additional non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms, or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm, or temperature methods. If you come to the end of the white tablets during these 7 days, start the next pack straight away. Skip the 7 red tablets. If you take rifampicin and some other medicines, you may need to use additional non-hormonal contraception for 4 weeks, after finishing the course of treatment. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about how long you need to use additional non-hormonal contraception. Minulet may also affect how well some other medicines work. These medicines include antiviral hepatitis C virus, HCV medicines such as glecaprevir, pibrentasvir, ombitasvir, paritaprevir, ritonavir, and acibuvir. Cyclosporin, used to prevent organ rejection. Theophylline, used for asthma and other breathing difficulties. Corticosteroids. Lamotrigine, used for seizures. If you have not told your doctor or pharmacist about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Minulet. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Minulet. How do I use Minulet? How much to take? Take 1 tablet every day. Follow the instructions provided and use Minulet until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take Minulet? Minulet should be taken at the same time every day, regardless of whether you have sex. Minulet will work best if you do not miss any tablets and take it at the same time each day. Taking your tablet at the same time each day will also help you remember when to take the tablets. It does not matter if you take Minulet before or after food. If you are concerned about this, please speak to your doctor or pharmacist. How to take Minulet? Swallow Minulet with a glass of water. How to start taking Minulet for the first time. 1. On the first day of your menstrual bleed, take a white tablet that matches the day of the week from the purple, shaded section of the blister pack. 2. Then take 1 white tablet each day, following the arrows, so that you are taking the correct tablet for the day of the week until all 21 white tablets have gone. 3. Then take 1 red tablet each day for the next 7 days. 4. You will have a withdrawal bleed, similar to having a period, during the week of red tablets. Minulet is effective from the first day of use, if begun as instructed. Your first cycle is likely to be shorter than usual, approximately 23 to 24 days long. Thereafter, your cycles should be about 28 days long. If you do not bleed, and there is any chance that you have not followed all the instructions in this leaflet, contact your doctor to check if you are pregnant. Going on to further blister packs. On the day after your last red tablet, begin the next pack with a white tablet from the purple, shaded section of the blister pack that matches the day of the week. Do this even if you are still bleeding. Each new pack is started with a white tablet on the same day as the first pack, so that you have 21 days on white tablets, then 7 days on red tablets. There is no break between packs. If you start the new pack later than the day after your last red tablet, you may have started a normal fertile cycle. If you start late, you must also use an additional non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms, or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm, or temperature methods, until a white tablet has been taken daily for 7 days without a break. How to change to Minulet from a different combined oral contraceptive? Follow these steps, if your current oral contraceptive contains an estrogen and a progestogen. 1. Stop taking your current oral contraceptive, after you have taken the last tablet in the pack. 2. If your current oral contraceptive is a 28-day pack, start Minulet the next day by take the first white tablet from the purple, shaded section that matches the day of the week. If your current oral contraceptive is a 21-day pack, wait 7 days from when the last tablet was taken. On the 8th day, start Minulet by take the first white tablet from the purple, shaded section that matches the day of the week. You must also use an additional non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms, or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm, or temperature methods, until a white tablet has been taken daily for 7 days without a break. 3. Then take one white tablet each day following the direction of the arrows until all 21 white tablets have gone. 4. Then take one red tablet each day for the next 7 days. 5. You will have a withdrawal bleed, similar to having a period, during the week of red tablets. If you do not bleed, and there is any chance that you have not followed all the instructions in this leaflet, contact your doctor to check if you are pregnant. How to change to Minulet from a progesterone-only contraceptive. You can stop taking a progestogen-only contraceptive tablet any day, and start taking Minulet the next day, at the same time. If you have been using a progestogen-only implant, start taking Minulet on the day the implant is removed. If you have been using a progestogen-only injection, start taking Minulet on the day the next injection would be due. In all cases, start Minulet by taking a white tablet from the purple, shaded section that matches the day of the week. You must also use an additional non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms, or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm, or temperature methods, until a white tablet has been taken daily for 7 days without a break. After having a baby. If you have just had a baby, talk to your doctor before you start taking Minulet. After a miscarriage or abortion, your doctor will advise you how to take Minulet after a miscarriage or abortion. How long to take Minulet? Your doctor may prescribe Minulet for long periods, until you no longer need or want contraception. If you are not sure how long you should be taking Minulet, ask your doctor. If you forget to use Minulet, Minulet should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, it may not work as well in protecting you from becoming pregnant. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. Forgetting one white tablet. If you forget one white tablet, but it is less than 12 hours late, take the missed tablet immediately. Take the next tablet at your usual time, even if this means taking 2 tablets in one day. If you do not take the missed tablet within 12 hours, Minulet may not work as well in protecting you from becoming pregnant. If one white tablet is missed and is more than 12 hours late, skip the missed white tablet and take the next white tablet at the usual time. Continue to take tablets at your usual time, but you must also use an additional non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm or temperature methods, until a white tablet has been taken daily for 7 days without a break. If you come to the end of the white tablets during the 7 days after a missed tablet, start the next pack straight away. Skip the 7 red tablets. Forgetting more than one white tablet. Contact your doctor for advice on what to do. Forgetting a red tablet. If you miss one or more red tablets, leave them in the pack and do not worry. However, if you miss red tablets and then forget to start the next pack on time, start as soon as you remember by taking a white tablet that matches the day of the week from the purple shaded section. You must also use an additional non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm or temperature methods, until a white tablet has been taken daily for 7 days without a break. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you are having trouble remembering to take Minulet, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you vomit or have diarrhea after taking Minulet. If you have vomiting or diarrhea within 4 hours of taking a white tablet, you must use an additional non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms or a diaphragm, but not the rhythm or temperature methods, until a white tablet has been taken daily for 7 days without a break. If you come to the end of the white tablets during these 7 days, start the next pack straight away. Skip the 7 red tablets. The tablet may not have time to be absorbed properly, and may not protect you from becoming pregnant. If you have vomiting or diarrhea after taking a red tablet, do not worry. If you use too much Minulet. If you think that you have used too much Minulet, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much Minulet, some of the symptoms you may have include feeling sick or vomiting, dizziness, feeling sleepy or tired. Women may also experience menstrual bleeding. What should I know while using Minulet? Things you should do. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Minulet. If you are about to start taking any new medicines, tell the doctor or pharmacist that you are taking Minulet. If you become pregnant while taking Minulet, see your doctor immediately. Tell your doctor you are using Minulet at least 4 weeks before any planned hospitalization or surgery. Your doctor may tell you to stop taking Minulet several weeks before surgery or at the time of immobilization. Your doctor will tell you when you can start taking Minulet after you are back on your feet. To avoid pregnancy during this time, you must use a non-hormonal method of contraception such as condoms or a diaphragm. If you are scheduled for any laboratory tests, tell your doctor you are taking Minulet. Some blood tests may be affected by taking Minulet. Miss periods. If you miss a period and you have taken your tablets correctly, continue taking your tablets as you would normally. Sometimes you might not have a menstrual period while taking Minulet. If you miss a period and you have not taken your tablets correctly, keep taking your tablets and see your doctor immediately. Not taking your tablets correctly includes missing one or more tablets or starting a new pack later than you should have. If you miss two menstrual periods, stop taking your tablets and see your doctor, even if you have taken the tablets correctly. You must use a non-hormonal method of contraception, such as condoms or a diaphragm during this time. Your doctor should make sure you are not pregnant before you start taking Minulet again. Pap smear. Have regular checkups from your doctor, including a pap smear. Oral contraceptives should not be prescribed for longer than 1 year without your doctor carrying out a checkup. Your doctor will advise you how often you need a pap smear. A pap smear can detect abnormal cells lining the cervix. Sometimes abnormal cells can progress to cervical cancer. The most important risk factor for cervical cancer is persistent human papillomavirus, HPV infection. However, cervical cancer has been reported to occur more often in women using an oral contraceptive for a long time. This finding may not be caused by the oral contraceptive, but may be related to sexual behavior and other reasons. Breast cancer risk. Perform regular breast self-examination. Risk factors for the development of breast cancer include increasing age, family history, obesity, never having had a baby, and late age for first full-term pregnancy. Breast cancer has also been found slightly more often in women who use oral contraceptives than in women of the same age who do not use them. This slight increase in the number of breast cancer cases gradually disappears during the course of the 10 years after stopping use of oral contraceptives. It is not known whether the oral contraceptive causes the difference. It may be that the women were examined more often so that the breast cancer was noticed earlier. Sexually transmitted disease, STD. If you are concerned about contracting a sexually transmitted disease, STD, ask your partner to wear a condom when having sexual intercourse with you. Minulet will not protect you from HIV/AIDS or any other sexually transmitted diseases such as chlamydia, genital herpes, genital warts, gonorrhea, hepatitis B, human papillomavirus and syphilis. To help protect yourself from STDs, you need to use a barrier contraceptive such as a condom. Things you should not do. Do not take this medicine if the expiry date, EXP printed on the pack, has passed. Minulet may have no effect at all, or worse, an entirely unexpected effect, if you take it after the expiry date. Do not take this medicine if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If this is the case, take the tablets back to your pharmacist. Do not give Minulet to anyone else. Do not use Minulet to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking Minulet or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. If you stop taking Minulet or do not take a tablet every day without using another form of contraception, you may become pregnant. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Minulet affects you. Minulet may cause dizziness in some people. Drinking alcohol. No information available. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Keep Minulet where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius and is away from light. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. After stopping Minulet, if your periods do not return within 2 to 3 months of stopping Minulet, tell your doctor. Some women have short-term problems getting pregnant after stopping Minulet, especially if they had irregular menstrual cycles, before starting to use an oral contraceptive. If you are planning to become pregnant after stopping Minulet, use a non-hormonal method of contraception such as condoms or a diaphragm for 3 months before trying to get pregnant. Ask your doctor or pharmacist for advice about taking folate if you plan to become pregnant. When to discard your medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Minulet or the tablets have passed their expiry date, ask your pharmacist what to do with any leftover. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects. Common side effects. What to do. Reproductive or breast problems. Changes in bleeding patterns, including breakthrough bleeding or spotting. Painful periods. Missed periods, but if you have not taken Minulet as directed, you should check whether you are pregnant. Changes in mucus from the vagina. Changes in the cervix. Vaginal thrush, candida. Breast pain, tenderness, enlargement, possible milk secretion. Changes in sex drive. Stomach problems such as nausea or vomiting, abdominal pain, cramps or bloating, difficulties thinking or working because of mood changes, including depression, headache, including migraines, nervousness, dizziness, contact lenses becoming uncomfortable to wear, changes to your appearance such as weight change, increase or decrease, or changes in appetite, swelling of the hands, ankles or feet, acne, rash, darkening of the skin, which may persist after stopping your medicine, loss of scalp hair, increase in body hair. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these common side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do. Worsening of your existing conditions, such as chorea, porphyria, systemic lupus erythematosus, varicose veins, gallbladder disease, hereditary angioedema, pain or discomfort, fever, unexplained or persistent pains in the head, chest, arm, or below the breastbone, severe pain, swelling, or discoloration in either of your legs, weakness or numbness in any part of your body, discomfort radiating to the back, jaw, throat, or stomach, abdominal pain, problems with your eyes or eyesight, blurred or double vision, partial or complete loss of sight, eye protrusion, swelling of the eye or eye lesions, swelling around eyes or mouth, migraines, migraine headaches for the first time, more frequent migraines if you already suffer from them, general feelings of unwellness including feeling tired, shortness of breath, rapid or irregular heartbeat, dizziness or fainting, sometimes with loss of balance, sweating, nausea or vomiting, an unusual cough, changes to your body, confusion, trouble speaking or understanding, breast lumps, jaundice or a yellowing of the skin or eyeballs, often with fever, fatigue, loss of appetite, dark colored urine or light colored bowel movements. Taking oral contraceptives has been associated with an increased risk of having a benign liver tumor and, in very rare cases, liver cancer. The risk appears to increase the longer oral contraceptives are taken. Rise in blood pressure. You may experience headache, blurred vision or palpitations. Sometimes your blood pressure may rise without you experiencing any of these symptoms. It is important to keep your routine doctor's appointments so that your blood pressure can be checked. If you have epilepsy and your fits become more frequent, itchy rash, digestive system problems, feeling of indigestion or choking, rectal bleeding or blood on your underwear or when going to the bathroom, bloody diarrhea, loss of appetite or weight loss, call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Mignolet contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each white active tablet contains 75 micrograms of gestadiene, 30 micrograms of ethinyl estradiol. The red tablets do not contain active ingredients. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Maize starch. Povidone. Magnesium stearate. Sucrose. Calcium carbonate. Purified talc. Macrogol 6000. Glycalmontanate. The white active tablets also contain sodium calcium etidate. The red inactive tablets also contain Brilliant Scarlet 4 RCI 16255, Erythrocine CI 4 5 4 30. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Mignolet does not contain gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. What Mignolet looks like. Mignolet comes in a 12-week box containing 3 blister packs. Each blister pack contains 21 white active tablets and 7 red inactive tablets. The white active tablets are round, biconvex tablets, approximately 6 mm in diameter. The red inactive tablets are round, biconvex coated tablets. The blister pack is marked with days of the week next to each tablet. *296803. Who distributes Mignolet? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number 1-800-675-229. www.pfizermedicalinformation.com.au. Registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in June 2023.